dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday, August 11th. Glad to have you along with us. And you can send us an email anytime for anything that we're talking about on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox waiting to hear from you. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. Coming up on the show today, our Big 12 preview continues with Iowa State running back Jason Scales. He is going to join us later on in the program. But pretty wide open show today. Fall practice does open for Class A and B teams, and anybody that has Week 0, Kearney High, Grand Island, Hastings, Adams Central, all those schools, Northwest, getting after it in the Tri-Cities beginning today. And so practice underway. We will talk with Kearney coach Brandon Cool tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be catching up with a variety of coaches throughout the entire football season and leading up to the start of fall ball. Of course, we won't be forgetting about volleyball and all the other fall sports that are going on as well. As Nebraska gets ready for week two of football practice, UNK gets through their first weekend, and Hastings College will begin tonight. Hastings College starts with their first get-together tonight with newcomers. The returning lettermen and starters will all be coming in for practice tomorrow. So it's here, it's time, and it is an exciting time as we look at what could possibly be. Everybody has a chance at this time of the season.
Well, optimism runs rampant, I think. You know, everybody's excited. You know, even I think the first week, even if people are out there and weren't crazy about going to football practice, well, they get a little bit crazy this first week. They're excited to be out there. They're excited to finally get maybe out of the weight room and get on the field and do some things.
Also, the Olympics are continuing, and things seem to be going well for the United States. That's the subject of our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Are you watching the Olympics? And a variety of choices for how much you are watching the Olympics. Last week's poll question, which item would you rather win, an Olympic gold medal or a Super Bowl ring?
Results? 65% chose an Olympic gold medal. Well, that's not... What'd you watch yesterday afternoon, people? Did you watch the PGA Championship or did you watch the Olympics? Thank you. Did you watch the Royals baseball game? Did you watch a baseball game? Did you watch the Olympics? Okay. Well, you voted the way you voted. You're just wrong.
I mean, a lot of people were watching the Olympics, by the way. I just want you to know that.
Well, that's fair enough. I got to see the swimming. I watched it on replay on the internet this morning. Great. Super. That fires you up a little bit. That's an exciting moment. No, nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying I didn't wait all day yesterday to watch the relay. And I think I waited most of yesterday to see who won the golf tournament.
Correct. But how many different events went on during the day in the Olympics? The golf tournament was just one event. One event.
The air rifle, I didn't care. Whatever. I mean, there's just a lot of events. That they can have a lot of, you know, events. So it doesn't matter.
A lot of people probably didn't care who won the PGA Championship. I did. Padraig Harrington wins it, back-to-back majors. Is he the best player on planet Earth outside of Tiger Woods?
You've got to think so. Three out of the last six? Two in a row? Unbelievable. And I thought, last week I said, why not El Nino? I said that right here. Did I not? Why not Sergio? I thought coming down the stretch. But you know what? The par three, where Harrington was able to run in the putt, and then Sergio's lipped out. That was it. That was that was game, set, match. And 18 being the difficult hole it was, looked like Sergio had the advantage, came up a yard short in the bunker, and then once Farrington made that putt, it was over. It didn't matter what he did.
Kind of thought Ben Curtis was going to pull that out yesterday. And you know what? 36 holes of golf yesterday. Was there something wrong with playing the 18 and playing 18 more today? I mean, is it that big of a deal to show it on Monday or to play it on Monday? Is it that big a deal to television? I don't know.
Apparently it must be for the advertisers. I guess just the viewing public.
How much of the morning 18 did people get to watch?
I wouldn't think a whole lot.
How much was available to watch?
Just 2 hours.
I was busy yesterday, so I don't know. Was it on the Golf Channel?
No, it was on TNT. It was on TNT yesterday morning. I know it was about 10.
So they were able to show. So that's good. All right. Well, and now the Ryder Cup is somewhat set. For some reason, the United States now we know the reason. They've been losing. And so they just want to have 8 selections instead of 10. This way they can pick 4 players instead of 2. For Captain Paul Azinger. The Europeans, they still have time to make their Ryder Cup team here in the next 3 weeks. And so that's why usually it would have been today they would have announced who was on the United States Ryder Cup team. Paul Azinger said, no, we still have golf to play. I want to see how these guys are playing. I want somebody that may be on a roll, somebody that's playing well. You know, a chance, like they said, for J.B. Holmes, who had the lead going into yesterday and fired a Jason Gore-esque 81. Maybe that was just a one-time thing, puts it in a tree, gets off to a bad start, never recovers. But listen to the United States team. Phil Mickelson, Justin Leonard, Stuart Sink, Jim Furyk, Kenny Perry, Ben Curtis, Anthony Kim, and Boo Weekly? Honestly, when's the last time you heard about Boo Weekly in a golf tournament? But still, somehow, I believe finished 20th this weekend, good enough to stay in. So they automatically make it. And all the names they were kicking around last night, I'm going, how can you pick 4? I mean, we're down to Brant Snedeker.
you're saying that there's a very short list. Who are the other names? Do you remember anybody else's name up there? Brant Snedeker? Yikes.
Well, they're talking about a lot of young guys. You know, what do you do?
You lose again. You lose again.
But Justin Rose isn't on the European team right now as a cinch. You know, you kind of look at that and you go, huh, Martin Keimer is on, but no Justin Rose. How is that possible? How is that possible? So we'll find out more about the golf coming up later on in the day after Labor Day is actually when that will all be announced. So we'll take a look at that. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. How bad are the Twins? Or no, wait, how are the Twins in first place year after year? They are a model for the Royals and how they need to operate. Minnesota is proof that a small market team can win in today's Major League Baseball. As much as I hate the Twins, they do an amazing job drafting and making the right trades. Hopefully Kansas City can learn from the Twins' example. That being said, I hope the Royals beat the hell out of those Twinkies, which they did.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
A little defensive help went a long way yesterday. That combined with Tony Pena breaking an 0-for-17 slump game-winning hit in the 12th inning.
Just how sad. 0-for-17. Thank God for Mike Avilas. But Tony Pena Jr. did get the winning run knocked in with a bleeder through the middle. It definitely wasn't a smoker. But Mark Tien scores. Royals win it 5-4 in 12, and that ends their 9-game homestand.
You know, I think you talk about the Twins who have spent their share of time here lately in first place. White Sox actually overtake them by 0.5 game now in the Central. So it's going to come down to crunch time for both of those teams. And you look at that wild card picture, the Yankees 4 back now. Boston leads away in the wild card with Minnesota 1.5 behind them.
The Royals, after the 9-game homestand, now embark on a 9-game road trip beginning tomorrow at Chicago against the White Sox. And then they play 3 at New York against the Yankees, which is like the Yankees' only home series for most of August. They play like 16 of 19 on the road, and the Royals come in for that lone homestand this weekend. Then it's off to Cleveland next week. And let's make no bones about it. Beating the Yankees is tough. But the Yankees aren't playing well right now. Cleveland is not playing well right now. But the Yankees and White Sox, right now in the wild card race. The Royals will have something to say about that. When they come home, they'll take on Detroit and Texas and then go to Detroit for a quick three. A lot of home games left for Kansas City. Oakland comes in. Cleveland comes in. You know, the schedule, if the Royals were above 500 or at 500, would be setting up very favorably. They are not playing anybody that's a powerhouse right now. The White Sox are right there, but when you look at the Yankees, I'm sorry, 8.5 back. Cleveland last behind the Royals. Detroit still has a chance. Texas is towards the bottom. Oakland out of it. Cleveland again. You know, Seattle comes in later. You know, they are done with the Red Sox. They are done with Minnesota, except for a three-game series up there. You know, you're looking at they're done with Tampa Bay. They have three more with the Yankees. I mean, they're not playing the hottest teams in Major League Baseball over the last month and a half.
Go back to 4 months ago. Do you wish you'd be done with Tampa Bay? No, we'll take all the games down the stretch against Tampa Bay we can get. Oh, how 4 months has changed that. Unbelievable story that will not go away, and they're making sure it won't go away by us putting up more W's.
The Nebraska football team, Daddy, well, they're back at practice, double practice today. And what you would expect after practice on Saturday, well, we weren't that good. Bo Pelini says we're looking for more consistency. We have to get better. We're doing some good things, but the consistency isn't there on either side of the ball. It's something we're working on. Well, you're 1 week in. You're 1 week in. Barney Cotton, after the second practice, saying, well, we got a lot of work to do. And I guess that's what the coaches are supposed to say at this time of the year.
Well, I think probably the big news, obviously, for the first week was Steinkuhler not being able to go because of his back, and that shoves a Central Nebraska boy in Jared Crick into the mix, a redshirt freshman, 6'6", 280 pounds, getting some reps for that first team. That's exciting, and you know, you think you go to Nebraska, I don't care what state the football program was in, but boy, when you head down there as a freshman, I don't think you still expect to play, but you're a redshirt freshman, worked hard, you're finally getting an opportunity to show, and good for him.
Well, that's all you can do is, you know, try and get better. Volleyball starts today. Everybody's practicing there as well. UNK just finishing up their first practice at this hour up at the Health and Sports Center. Hastings gets rolling as well. Huskers got going over the weekend. Their setter, where they are very, very, very non-deep, very shallow maybe would be the word. Sydney Anderson hurt her ankle Saturday, but was not serious, it appears. So good news there for Nebraska volleyball fans. Coming up, we have in our hands, hot off the presses, Huskerland Prep. It is out this week, folks, so be looking for that. I'm not sure that it's going to be on the shelf this morning, but in the next couple of days, your local bookstores or wherever you want to go to find Huskerland Prep is going to be all over the place. Eric Kolmus of Pierce is on the cover this year, one of the best players in the state at that juggernaut of the Blue Jays at Pierce. We'll take a look at what Bob Jensen thinks and just give you a little insight on high school football, plus Jason Scales, Iowa State running back, going to join us around the bottom of the hour. All that and more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walker, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bridge, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Amen. This donation fund continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rise, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
While listening to the sounds of summer, relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
Hey, man, join us for Destination Fun in the courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they're ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Denise Villegas and Butch Morrell in Grand Island, or in Kearney, contact Nancy Osterber and Jody Smith. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Iron Man of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
This is Roger Niffler for O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations in Kearney. My father, Arthur, died this past year. He lived life to its fullest, experiencing the Great Depression, proudly serving his country during World War II. A life that spent great times with family. At O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations, my father's funeral was a life story remembered. Innovative and convenient always, O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations, serving Kearney and the surrounding areas.
We'll see more clouds, along with some breaks of sun at times through the day today, with a chance for showers and storms as well. High temperatures will stay up near 80, with south winds of 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see a chance for some showers and storms early, followed by lows of 60 on the way to 86 for a high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Love to hear from you. You can email us to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number 1-888-455-ESPN. Preseason Huskerland prep report is out. Let's go ahead and take a look at what's out for the All-State teams from our area. And with Kearney only having one returning starter, Brady Roeder is the only person on the All-State preseason team at linebacker. Braden Taylor of Grand Island at linebacker. He's the only Islander on the Class A preseason All-State team.
No real surprise there, I think, especially if you're talking Kearney football. I think everybody kind of expects them to take a drop off this season. Now, if you talk to Coach Cool, he may tell you differently on that, but that seems to be the general consensus when you talk to people around town.
There's no way it can't drop off, right? I mean, there's no way. I mean, you got one returning starter. It has dropped off. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be kids that come in and fill those roles. That doesn't mean they're going to only win two games or five games or seven games or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, that's where you get technical when you're talking with coaches or GMs or players. There has to be. I mean, there just has to be. That doesn't mean these kids are going to be worse. That just means coming into the season, there's a drop-off because there's only one returning starter. That would be a drop-off, wouldn't it?
Well, I think the expectations certainly aren't to go to the state semifinals. I mean, I think that's safe to say. It can't be for an out of city, as you call the, you know, Grand Island, Kearney, North Platte, what have you. There's got to be, you know, none of those teams look to make a real big push. You know, anytime you're getting deep in a playoffs in Class A, it's a remarkable accomplishment, and I don't know that anybody foresees that this year.
Class B, McCook's quarterback is a preseason All-State in Matt Berry. Other Class B players from around the area, Aurora's Andrew Rodriguez, Adams Central's Riley Larson, first-team offense, Class B first-team defense, Northwest, Austin Pomajal. I hope I got that name right, from Northwest on defense. Class C1, that's right, there's nobody from Hastings, and there's one from Adams Central in Class B. There's a few McCook kids on there, a few Columbus kids on there. Beatrice, Ogallala has a couple three kids on there, which is a little unusual. Class C1, Matt Stirrup of St. Cecilia, put as an offensive lineman. Andrew Lemmer of Cozad on the offensive line as well. Defense, Zane Anstein of St. Cecilia, defensive lineman. Justin Small of St. Cecilia, linebacker for Class C1 All-State.
Now, there's a team that's expected great things, much like last year, and we'll see if they can close that gap. Close that gap, obviously, between peers.
Preseason All-State Class C2, couple of Blue Hill kids, Keith Feynman, listed on the offensive line. Of course, they made it to the state finals the last couple of years. Cody Carr on the defensive line, and there's a story in Huskerland Preps Preview Magazine about him. Michael Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic, selected as an all-class or all C2 defensive lineman preseason. And Adam Mingus of Ravenna, preseason punter.
All right. Love the special teams here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Let's go to eight-man.
One thing that's kind of surprised me about Class C2 and glancing at it, nobody on Bob Jensen's first-team defense over 200 pounds. Nobody. Which I find a little bit odd.
But in eight-man, 270, 220, from the area, D1, Kyle Spots of Giltner, Brock Peterson of Axtell, Rob Keeney of Callaway, Joel Hodgson of Overton, Jared Schaefer of Overton, Brady Furley of Deschler, Jack Wardine of Palmer, if you want to go on the edge of our listening area. And in D2, you know what? You've got Elgin and Elgin Pope John now, after both making the state finals last year, now are both in D2 this year.
How many All-Staters from Elgin?
One, Andrew Bauer, and a couple from Pope John. D2, Alex Dose of Hampton is on there. Grant Gebhardt of North Loup Scotia, Garrett Hoynes of Bruning Davenport, Brett Houchin of Bruning Davenport, Dwayne Wall of Hampton, D2. Danny, I go down that, and here's an observation. It just seems like right here in our listening area, and I'm saying outside of maybe St. Cecilia, Grand Island, there's not a lot of talk about very many other teams. And as I take a look at the preseason top 10 here from Bob Jensen, I guess you'll see why. I'm not hearing a lot of football talk within about a 40, 50, 60-mile radius of our studio.
70, 80, 90, well, you get to McCook, and I guess there's a little bit. Cambridge, any talk of Cambridge kids on the preseason?
There's a couple on there. They're eighth, okay. But again, they're 100 and some miles away. So,
fair enough.
Right. So you got Grand Island eighth in Class A. Bob Jensen picks Millard South number one. McCook, no surprise, number one in Class B.
No surprise there. I think that machine just keeps running.
In C1, St. Cecilia is number two. In a C2, and that's it. In Norfolk Catholic's number one. In C2, Stanton's number one. Blue Hill was placed third. Cambridge eighth. In D1, Howells is preseason number one. They go back to eight-man. Palmer third. Axtell fourth. Burwell, a new team to eight-man, is fifth. Overton sixth. D2, Elgin is ranked number one. And Hampton. Bruning Davenport would be fourth, and Hampton seventh from our area.
So looking at our area in the top three, we've got basically Blue Hill and Hastings St. Cecilia. That's the only
top five. You throw in Axtell and Bruton Davenport. Yeah.
And Blue Hill, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you don't have a passing attack this year, the same thing is going to happen to you that's happened the last 2 years. That's just a fact. You got to be able to throw the ball. You got to be able to do something more than pick up 5 yards at a time and run 40 seconds off the clock. Get the game over in an hour and 4 minutes and win 14-6.
You pick up 5 yards at a time, Derek. I don't know. I'm not a whiz, but can you help me out there?
That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, I'll take 5 yards at a time. See, there's the guy that 24-0 is not good enough for. 24-0 is not good enough for. But
well, it's not good enough for Blue Hill if you're sitting there without the trophy that you wanted to take home. Right. And I'm sure they're working on that. That's great. They've had great seasons.
Cody Carr says in his interview in Huskerland Prep, it was great for the experience, but we wanted to win. Winning the game is what it's all about. And he is correct on that. Again, there's always some good features in Huskerland Prep. Again, that's coming out. Bob Jensen has all that, and Bob's joining us again this year here on the Doug and Daddy Show for our weekly get-togethers. But so many great stories in this. You know, you've got Ogallala, Beatrice, you know, Eric Colmus, again, from the man on the front page. Broken Bows, Noel Scott has a feature in there. Trying to pick up a few more kids here for you that are from the area that we mentioned. Cody Carr was in there. Michael Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic has a nice spread on him in there. I know that Mr. Keeney, Rob Keeney from Callaway, he's in there as well. So there's quite a few kids. One of the kids we got to see last year, Matt Goll from Hayes Center.
Oh,
good Lord.
Monster.
And he has a feature in there. Anselmo Myrna, Stephen Rush. Has a article in there as well. So don't forget, Huskerland Prep is out this week. Be sure to stop by on newsstands or just make a subscription, and you'll be able to get this as well. Bob Jensen and the folks at Huskerland Prep. You can contact Bob at 1-800-323-3929 for more information. 1-800-323-3929. And again, a quality publication here from Bob Jensen and Huskerland Prep. Any more thoughts on high school before we move on, Daddy?
No, I think you're right. I think we're waiting, and we'll get to talk to a lot of coaches coming up leading up to the season. I think everybody's kind of waiting for that area team to kind of jump out and kind of emerge, because you're right, Doug. There had not been a lot of talk in the listing area about great football going to be played this fall.
We're going to talk college football. Iowa State running back Jason Scales is going to join us. We're going to look at Sports Illustrated's top 25, which is always quirky. They hardly ever stay on norm, and we'll take a look at that. Let's just say Nebraska is 45th in their preseason poll. But before we go to break here, I want to go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining. See Scott or Joel downtown Kearney on the bricks for a free estimate today. If your vehicle is banged up, they want to take care of you. They've specialized in paintless dent repair for years. This comes from Chris in Holdridge, who says, I watched the Olympics on MSNBC versus everything else yesterday. Of course, we talked about this at the beginning of the show. Our poll said, you know, 65% to 35%, you'd rather have an Olympic gold medal than a Super Bowl ring, and Daddy just can't digest that and was saying how he watched golf and some baseball yesterday. So Chris saying, I watched the Olympics on MSNBC versus everything else yesterday. Sure, it was Hungary versus Montenegro in water polo, but I got Melissa Stark breaking in with updates. No boring Bob Costas. No whispering in the meadows, Jim Nance. Hello, friends. Just straight up foxy, no chaser, Melissa Stark. Pre-NFL, Melissa Stark, plus obscure Olympic sports trumps just about anything on a Sunday afternoon. Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate that email. I appreciate Melissa Stark as well. Just not the Olympics. Just don't understand that. But you know what? Yeah, I saw some handballs, is that what they call it? With the little net, where they dribble down the... Is that handball? I don't know. Something was on.
You were watching it. I don't know what the hell you were watching. I wasn't at your house.
Well, I turned it over there, and I don't know what it was. France was beating somebody.
Take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Jason Scales, running back, Iowa State, and Sports Illustrated's top 25 after this.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
who are those guys?
Those guys, we'll be right back.
And now, another truck tip from Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance.
As a contractor, the only time you should bite off more than you can chew is during lunch.
This has been another truck tip from Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance. To get great rates for contractor vans, pickups, and SUVs, contact your local independent agent or visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. Now that's progressive. United Financial Casualty Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network's firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network's firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
people are talking about the Doug and Danny blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Danny blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Danny blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
Hi, folks. This is Layton with Holdridge Irrigation, your Ranky Pivot dealer at Alda. I kind of need your help. I have only been in Alda for a few months and have sold a few pivots. It sure would be nice to go to Christmas next year and tell the brother-in-law, that be old Lamar, that I have sold more Ranky Pivots than he has. Stop at Alda and get to know us and our Ranky Pivots. We'd like an opportunity to earn your business. Call 308-384-7224.
Who knew nature was calling you to vacation in Nebraska? Make plans today and gear up for an outdoor adventure filled with hiking, biking, golfing, swimming, and more. Who knew a Nebraska getaway would be so much fun?
This is Nebraska Governor Dave Heineman, encouraging you to get out and explore Nebraska. You might be surprised by what you find.
Order your free copy of the Nebraska Travel Guide at visitnebraska.org, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see more clouds, along with some breaks of sun at times through the day today, with a chance for showers and storms as well. High temperatures will stay up near 80, with south winds of 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see a chance for some showers and storms early, followed by lows of 60 on the way to 86 for a high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
On the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Glad to hear from you at the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 1-888-455-ESPN. Our Big 12 football talk continues with Jason Scales, running back of Iowa State. Big 12 football talk brought to you in part by Brown Shoe Fit Company, on the bricks in downtown Kearney since 1968. Brown Shoe Fit stocks a full selection of national brand shoes for men, ladies, and children in the sizes and widths to fit anyone. Also brought to you in part by Slugger's Bar and Grill, 707 West Anna Street in Grand Island, just a block west of South Locust, home of the pretty damn good Charburger.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show with Big 12 football, and one of the schools that's looking to make another stride forward this year under Coach Gene Chizik in his second year is Iowa State. And Daddy, they had a good finish to last year, still just 3-9, but if they can build on that, good things can happen.
Well, good things can happen for this football team. Dan McCarney proved that. You know, one of the first people to actually prove that. Things went a little bit south. They got Coach Chizik in to kind of settle and right the ship. Jason Scales joins us, running back for the Iowa State Cyclones. Jason, and thanks so much for stopping by and giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you for having me on here.
Well, Jason, what about the expectations of this football team? Can you say that there was a good feeling at the end of last year, the way the last few games went, or is it a big picture situation where the last two games didn't mean a whole lot?
Well, I think you can look at it both ways. We weren't excited, or we didn't like how our season went as a whole, being 3-9. We weren't excited about that at all. But we also looked at some of the positive things, how we ended up finishing the season. So we want to build on those things and kind of move forward from there.
Jason, I think Big 12 fans out there, who's the quarterback? Who's your quarterback right now?
I guess you have to wait till the first game of the season. We're going to go through camp, see how they both perform during camp, and we'll come to find that out during the first game of the season.
You know, only two quarterbacks on this roster, and Mr. Arnaud and then Phillip Bates, the heralded prospect out of Omaha, coming in. Do you lean towards one or the other right now?
I think they both do a great job performing. They run the offense very well. They know the offense. They're both great leaders, and I'm just looking forward to the season. And whichever one plays, I'm looking forward to playing with them.
Talking with Jason Scales from Iowa State, there were a lot of guys with a lot of talent that left the program because of graduation, obviously. What do you think about the new kids that are coming in and maybe what you've seen on the field in spring ball and summer workouts?
We have some good talent coming in. We have some good players still remaining. And, you know, just like, you know, the way sports go, you have players that leave, and you just have to replace them, move forward, and I think we have players that will help us do that.
Jason, what type of the offense do you really want to push more? Do you want the power running game? You want more of a finesse attack? You want to go down the field with the football?
We're going to do whatever it takes to win. That's what I think our big focus is doing what we need to win the football game. So, you know, if that means passing, if that means running, that's what we're going to I think that's what we'll end up doing. So
this offense can be very versatile then. Is that what you're saying?
I believe so. I believe we can be. And like I said before, I'm just looking forward to the season.
Talk a little bit about Coach Chizik and what he's been able to do just in that first year as far as getting what you guys want to do, get it done, maybe instilling some confidence.
Well, the biggest thing, we had to all get adjusted to one another. I guess when we have changes, everybody gets adjusted to new things. And so we're getting more comfortable with each other. And like I said before, we're always excited for the upcoming football season.
What do you think this team can do this year? I mean, what's realistic for Iowa State?
Well, I don't know what's realistic, but our objective is to go win football games. And so that's what we're concerned about, and that's what we're worried about doing, is winning football games. So we're excited about playing and the opportunity to go out and try to perform the best of our abilities.
Can you talk about your defense a little bit and how they've looked, obviously, going up against them a little bit? Are they a unit that's getting better?
I believe so. You know, they're a bunch of tough guys, and they play hard. They work hard, the defense. They know it pretty well. And it's going to be a long 2-a-days. You know, we're going to be out there banging. But like I said before, they're excited about the season just as I am, so we're looking forward to it.
Jason Scales, running back of Iowa State University, definitely the sharpest dressed team at Big 12 Media Days here in Kansas City.
Is that an attitude before we let you get out of here, Jason? I mean, this is the third day, and nobody's been here in suit and ties yet to explain that philosophy.
We just believe in looking good and looking presentable when we go places. Not saying that any other teams aren't, but we just want to look our best when we go out and go around and talk to people. So,
well, they pulled that off no problem. Jason, thanks for the time. Good luck this year.
Thank you very much.
That's Iowa State running back Jason Scales. Not much is being thought of at Ames with Iowa State, and our Big 12 preview, again, brought to you in part by Computer Hardware in Kearney and Centura Hills Golf Course. Beautiful 18-hole layout offering half-price memberships, and tee times are available at 485-4650.
I think Iowa State, if there's been any talk at all, it's still about that quarterback battle, and it's unsettled. And like he said, you won't know until the first, probably 3 days before the game. The week of the game, they're going to let you know that. I don't know that it matters as far as wins and losses this year. I don't think one of them is going to add that much. I think 3-4 wins for this football team might be a real moral victory for them.
Oh, they're picked 76th in Sports Illustrated's preseason top 20, well, 119. They break down all 119 schools, Daddy.
76 would be a great place. You know, I think Big 12 football, even if you're the bottom rung, since you got that pulled up, Doug, Baylor compared to Iowa State would be where?
83.
Okay. Very, very similar.
Georgia's number one, Ohio State second, USC third, Missouri fourth, Florida fifth, Oklahoma sixth. Sports Illustrated thinks Missouri's the best team in the conference.
That kind of flip it up. I think, I don't know that that's that far out there for Sports Illustrated. Didn't we see Oregon as national champions a couple years ago?
Auburn seventh, Texas Tech eighth, they believe. LSU 9, Wisconsin 10. Texas 13, Kansas 15. The University of Pittsburgh 19.
Dave Wonstadt thinking they're going to get that turned around.
Yeah, Virginia Tech 24.
I think that's the Fox poll that I pulled up this weekend, that's where they had Virginia Tech as well. Virginia Tech's offense last year, everybody's pointed at that to be the first big game for Bo playing the staff. You know, you have any idea what Virginia Tech's offense ranked last year? The 119 schools, what their offense ranked? 100th.
Oh, they didn't play Nebraska's defense.
That is true. Brandon Orr is gone from the running backs. They lost their top four wide receivers. Not that that's a bad thing for them, I guess. When you rank 100th, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of improvement. Some of the young guys probably can't do much worse. The quarterback position, you know, I'm not sure they've got a great one there. Defensively, they've lost two really good, solid linebackers. Defensive tackle situation, they're gone. This is a team that lost a lot. They play the 100th ranked offense from a year ago. Now, hopefully, you know,
they're going to be better. We want them to win every game until they get to Lincoln. I mean, that's obvious, for obvious reasons. Those are selfish reasons. And then we want to win the game. But the 100th ranked offense, maybe a great time for Bo Pelini's defense to get some a little karma and a little bit of good fortune, a little bit of confidence going.
Now, I know this is Sports Illustrated, and it doesn't compare to the coaches' poll or the AP poll or whatever, but I want you to listen to what they have between, well, South Carolina, they have four, Michigan, Boise. I mean, listen to these teams and how far down they are. Boise State, 37th. Michigan State, 38th. Cal, 39th. Florida State, 41st. Nebraska, 45th. Miami of Florida, 46th. Boston College, 1 year removed from Matt Ryan and all the good things they did last year, 48th. A&M, 51st. Notre Dame, 52nd. Michigan, 54th in the country.
Who's in between 10 and 20?
Think of the teams. Think of these teams 10 years ago when Nebraska was winning a national championship. Weren't like every one of these teams in the top 20, top 25? Arizona's sitting in there at 53, lost to them in a bowl game under Frank Solich. You know, look at some of these teams. Teams ranked ahead of Nebraska: East Carolina, Oklahoma State, Connecticut, Colorado, they have at 36th, Tulsa at 35th, Rutgers, North Carolina, Maryland, Iowa, Mississippi State at 30th.
Where's Clemson at?
Then they have Wake Forest is up there. Cincinnati's ahead of us. Clemson is 11th.
Okay. But who? Okay, round out our top 20. I mean, teams that...
Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, Kansas, Arizona State, BYU, Oregon State, Pittsburgh, Oregon.
BYU. BYU is 20-some spots ahead of Nebraska.
In the preseason. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more. Love to hear from you. Your thoughts maybe on the poll, 1-888-455-ESPN, or an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after
this. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Who knew the road less traveled offered so much more? More fun, more adventure, more vacation. Find it on the Western Trail's historic and scenic byway along U.S. Highway 26 and Nebraska 92. This dramatic stretch features the water splendor of Lake McConaughey and breathtaking views experienced by early pioneers. Learn more by ordering your free copy of the Nebraska Travel Guide at visitnebraska.org or call toll-free 877-NEBRASKA. Aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. I always tell you about stamps.com, where you can print all your postage right from your desk. No more wasting gas driving to the post office. No leasing expensive postage meters. If you haven't tried it yet, what are you waiting for? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Here's what's great about it. You can print postage for all your letters and packages using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy. It's like having a post office at your office. Don't wait. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial and the $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone, top of the home page, and type in the name Colin. C-O-L-I-N. That's Stamps.com.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see more clouds, along with some breaks of sun at times through the day today, with a chance for showers and storms as well. High temperatures will stay up near 80, with south winds of 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see a chance for some showers and storms early, followed by lows of 60 on the way to 86 for a high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug got an email the other day from a buddy of mine that just had some great football quotes. Anybody from Woody Hayes to Bear Bryant and Bob Devaney chimes in at number 9 saying, I don't expect to win enough games to be put on NCAA probation. I just want to win enough to warrant an investigation. There's just several more. There's one sure way to stop us from scoring. Give us the ball near the goal line. That was the coach at SMU one year. There's just several fun quotes that when you win, nothing hurts, Joe Namath. Interesting tidbits that people have come up with over the years. But kind of fun things to look back at. Lou Holtz, when asked if Fayetteville was the end of the world, no, but you can see it from here. Bear Bryant, I want my practices to be real hard because if a player is a quitter, I want him to quit in practice and not in the game.
Nice. Well, a couple things over the weekend that went on, maybe a little bit off the beaten path. First, I'm not exactly sure who we should thank, but want to thank the Nebraska Broadcasters Association for honoring the Doug and Daddy Show with a first-place award for best sports story in the state from the past year. Collected that award last Thursday night at their annual banquet in Lincoln, and one of the reasons I was not here on the show on Friday, but it was for the interview and story that we did on Jay Novacek being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame, which will happen later this year, but we had a chance to talk to him earlier this year when that came out, so glad to have that as a plaque that will be hanging on the wall here, I guess, in the studio. So congratulations to us on that, I guess. Also, I want to say thanks to the fine folks over in Ravenna. Was over there yesterday playing in a great fundraiser for their booster club. Always have fun. I don't know if I had fun yesterday, though, because I sucked. And I just can't get it off my mind. I was horrid. I mean, horrid.
What, just mental adjustment wasn't there? You contributed to anything?
I have no idea. I was ready to play. It was a beautiful day. It wasn't too hot. Although, just got burnt to bejesus yesterday. Thought I had a good base going. Not as good as yours, Daddy.
Oh, that's understandable.
But, my Lord, must be, they always say when the clouds and it's just coming through the clouds, that makes it worse. Well, I agree. It
intensifies the UV rays.
My Lord. A little burny last night and this morning.
But that didn't contribute much to probably the golf.
No.
What are you going to take a little time off? Are you going right to the range to get things worked out? Or what's the...
I don't know. Well, I'm not taking time off. I have too many commitments.
Obviously, on Saturday, I got an opportunity to play in the O'Malley's golf tournament. And you know what? For the first time in probably 7 years, people...
That's a good fundraiser, isn't it?
That is a good fundraiser. People looked at me like I wasn't pathetic. I actually contributed to the team atmosphere. And
see, there's something screwed. It took me a while, but now I've figured it out, Derek. I have figured it out.
What's that?
Evidently, our wacky world is all screwed up. The things aren't clicking in the right spots.
We're getting awards.
We're getting awards. Daddy's playing good golf. I'm worse than usual. Something's going on.
I went out this weekend as well and touched a number I haven't touched for a long time, and it was high.
Oh, on the wrong side?
Yes, it was not good.
Well, I normally don't even tee off. I really don't because I got other people that just handle that in a 3-man scramble, and you don't want me to tee off because I'm very bad. So one of my buddies, Mr. Ferrelli, said, just hit this club one time. All of a sudden, it started going straight. I don't know what was going on.
Let's put it. See, now we have to put it in perspective. You don't care.
No, I'm done until next year.
It's just another event that you don't care about. I mean, you play in flip-flops.
Absolutely do.
So, I mean, let's just get it on the table. There's probably a good reason why you're. Okay, all right. Also, the state fishing championship.
Yeah.
I don't know which fishing championship this was, but I guess it was one of them. So maybe you can enlighten me because some area anglers won the darn thing.
Nebraska Walleye Trail held at Lewis and Clark, the state championship this weekend, 2-day event. Brett Sir Lumpus Vinzam from Bertrand, along with his partner.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. He's like your best buddy. How do you say his name?
Lumpy.
No, how do you say his name?
Brett Vinzant. What?
Because it's like Bertrand and Bertrand. It's like Vinzant, Van Zant.
Vinzant.
All right.
From Bertrand.
Checking. All right.
And his partner, Brian Reglin, athletic director, happens to be at Cozad, our good friend. Call him Brain Reglin. Just mix up a couple letters. They won it going away by over 5 pounds. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
As they wrapped up that tournament, they said there's only one piece of hardware left. Come and get it, champs. And they were able to take that home. So congratulations, guys. Think of, you know, Nebraska's represented. When there's people in these walleye circuits around here that get to go to national events, that qualify for regional and national events, they're always represented very well, and these guys did a great job. And I'm sure several other area teams that competed in that, but those guys happened to take home the big hardware.
Coming up tomorrow on the show, we're going to catch up with a man that's going to have to step in and maybe take over for Aqib Talib at Kansas. That's Darryl Stuckey, a great defensive back from the University of Kansas. He's going to join us on the show tomorrow. Kearney High football coach Brandon Cool will join us. Later this week, Ed Stewart, a former Husker, works in the Big 12 office. He is the supervisor of officials, among other things. He's going to join us on the program later this week. I think we'll also have Ryan Walters from Colorado later on this week as our Big 12 preview continues. Some big news coming out of UNK. Wednesday, a press conference has been set. They don't want to tell us what it is. We have a few guesses, but we'll find out when that breaks on Wednesday.
We'll keep you abreast. Obviously, later in the week, there'll be more Olympic stuff. I'm excited for Michael Phelps. I don't want to get people out there to think that I hate America and do not like the Olympics.
You do, Daddy.
No, that's not true. I just think that after 4 years, we wait 4 years for these summer games to come. I guess in the spirit of the Olympic, I just wish there was more. I don't hear a lot about it. I don't see the excitement that maybe there once was. You know, kind of that us versus them mentality. I'd like to see some of that return. I think it's funny that the French ran their mouths and then the relay team was able to beat them by 8/100ths of a second. And how, in a swimming pool, that guy made up that much ground that fast. It's probably, I think a lot of people will remember that last 20 meters or whatever they say. I think that people will remember that. If you can say the Beijing Olympics in 15 years, I think a lot of people are going to remember that, and that's wonderful. I just think there's so many sports out there that are off the radar. Congratulations to everybody. I don't want to take anything away from it. Olympic gold medal would be wonderful. Not as cool as that broadcaster award, but pretty cool. Pretty cool. But I think there's some great things to come. I will be interested, actually, to see if Michael Phelps, who's going to be favored in the last six events, to see if he can overtake Mark Spitz. Obviously, that's a great story, along with the basketball team. Those are going to be big things to follow in the Olympics.
Well, we will continue to do that. And, of course, we will continue to preview football, volleyball. We'll be catching up with the area colleges and area high schools as well. The talk of football and volleyball here in the upcoming weeks is August 28th is the first official date. Hastings actually plays football on that day against Columbus. 29th is when most of the teams will get going.
It's time now. Anytime, it's not just conditioning anymore. It's not just your 7-on-7 drills, which people have been doing all summer. It's time. It's practice. We got 3 days before we can put the pads on in the high school side of things and get going. It's time.
It's time for us to get out of here, I guess.
Well, Parent Derek's like 3 minutes off.
1-888-455-ESPN. That's always the number. And if you missed anything on the Doug and Daddy Show from today or any of the previous programs, some of the great interviews we had last week, love to hear from you. Some of the Huskers we talked to, like Zach Potter, Mike Huff, Cody Glenn, had Kansas State coach Ron Prince on, a lot of other folks that were on last week, Todd Peterson, here from Bo Pelini at his press conference last week. You can always go to the ESPNSuperstation.com homepage. Click on the Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, of course, the Courtyard as well. Beautiful place at Cunningham's, and you can listen to any show. I want to thank Iowa State running back Jason Scales for joining us on the program today. Tomorrow we'll talk with Kansas defensive back Darryl Stuckey and Kearney High football coach Brandon Cool. We'll get our fall sports coverage underway.
Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.